Unit 1.4, Exercise 3, page 31.
Zaryady Park. Zaryady Park, built in 2017, is a new attraction in Russia and an essential part of the Green Necklace in Moscow's historic city centre. The design of Zaryady Park is based on the principles of natural urbanism. Visitors can enjoy all of Russia's habitats, which include northern forests, steppe and meadows, as they walk down from the site's upper terraces to its lower ones. To combine both urban and natural features, engineers used a variety of techniques. They imported 250,000 cubic meters of soil for planting trees, 25,000 cubic meters of which were transported by barges on the Moskva River. Then gardeners planted 650 new trees, including birches, lindens, pines, maples, spruces, willows, oaks, rowans, bird cherry trees, and apple trees. The area around the park has also been improved. Moskvoretska embankment has got a new image where you can now get direct access to the river. There's also a leisure centre with cafes, benches, and a floating bridge across the Moskva River. This landmark is a comfortable viewing point that overhangs the river by 63 metres and rises about 13 metres above the water's surface. Its unique V-form design allows it to literally float over the surface of the river. During the construction, builders and archaeologists unearthed many unique artefacts as well. For instance, they found the oldest street in Moscow, Great Street, which was built during the 12th to the 13th centuries. It was under the logs of a pavement built during the 17th to 18th centuries. Archaeologists also found pottery from the 15th and 17th centuries, pilaster from a temple or castle, and even a birch bark letter from the 14th century. Unlike normal paper letters, this one was written on birch. Only three other letters like this have ever been found in Moscow. They also discovered a treasure which was a huge collection of 43,000 silver coins from the 17th century. All of these findings will be on display in a specially built museum. While the park is on what was once a huge wasteland, the site today is completely different. It has educational and entertainment halls, like Media Center and Ice Cave, as well as a restaurant, a cafe, an underground car park, and a concert hall, which is partially hidden within the hill. The concert hall is one of the park's main attractions, as well as one of the best concert halls in the world, thanks to its acoustics. On the hall's roof, there is an amphitheatre partially covered by a transparent glass bark construction. A lot of festivals take place there. The park uses special technologies to maintain comfortable temperatures for the visitors and the plants all year. For example, 30% of the park's paths are heated. This protects against puddles and ice. The park has become a place where Muscovites and the guests of the city can meet, enjoy each other's company, and marvel at this new city landmark. It both complements and highlights the iconic attractions of the capital.